Thank you very much, and good morning for everybody. As you know, and it's written there, you can read, there is an increasing importance of heavy metal contents as a quality control of soil. But in the case of Latin America and the Caribbean, a few countries have undertaken efforts towards a legislation compatible with their pedagogical and socio-economic realities, which are very different to Europe and the USA. In the case of Cuba, let me explain to you that Cuba is characterized by a big range of different soils. Despite we have only 11 million hectares, Cuba, as I put there, is characterized by a wide range of soil types about which there is extensive information, but not enough, or almost we have no, studies assessing the environmental quality of soils involving metals on a nationwide scale are scarce. We have no enough work. You can see that's a map from 2014 from a book, 2014 book called Soil Atlas for Latin America and the Caribbean. Actually, it's in Spanish. Atlas de los Suelos de América Latina y el Caribe is a big book, not only because of the content, but also because it's a big book having not only a lot of information about soils of Latin America and the Caribbean, but also they have maps at scale 1 to 2,500,000, but using the world reference base classification. And we have our own classification in Cuba, the soil, Cuban soil classification. Okay, the objective of this study, that's the first approach actually, this study aimed at establishing benchmarks of quality for cadmium plant. You can treat all those metals in Cuban soil. Some of them, of course, are not actually metal, but you know we call in general way heavy metals in Cuban soil, thus providing a basis for the development of a specific regulation to monitor metal levels in soils. How we did the work in this case? Well, we used samples of 35 soil profiles were collected from the surface horizon of each profile. Actually, we also sampled deeper for other studies, preferably in areas of native forests or with minimal anthropic influence. The sampling locations were defined based on the national map of Cuban soil. We have a very detailed Cuban soil map of the whole country, a scale 1 to 25,000, representing the diversity of the country's soils and their importance for agricultural, urban, industrial, and especially mining activities, because we have in Cuba big deposits, as you know, of nickel and chrome. So, this sampling was for determining heavy metals contain on those soils supposed with no anthropic activity. What we use? We use the United States Environmental Protection Agency method, 3051A, USEPA 1998. The sample were digested in a microwave system, and the determination was by ECP emission. With that equipment, Perkin Elmer equipment. And now we use for the proposal we're having in a first approach a Brazilian methodology. In Latin America, the people more developed in the determination of heavy metal is Brazil. You know, it's a big country. And they use a methodology called CONAMA 2009 that established three distinct guiding values: quality reference values, prevention, and investigation value. The quality reference values are based on the analysis of metal content in soils under natural condition. That was the sampling I explained to you previously, with little or minimal anthropic interference, while the prevention and investigation values are based on risk analysis. Different analysis we carried out. The investigation values are the values above which there is risk for human health. And the prevention values are intermediate values. So, we determine with the samples we take at the beginning that it is supposed that have a good idea of the different Cuban soil, the quality reference values. And we determine by means of risk analysis the investigation values. Those soil you cannot use. And we have an intermediate value, the prevention value, that those soil you can use still, but you must monitor. Main results, some of them. Here you can see the natural concentration of the heavy metal in soil that have the following decreasing order. These results are mainly a reflection of the source materials and pedogenic processes. The quality reference value for each metal was calculated based on the 75 percentile of sample, with the anomalies being previously withdrawn through a box plot. Average, minimum, and maximum value, as well as the standard deviation for all elements analyzed, were also calculated, and you will see here, including the corresponding reference value. Okay, let's continue. The average concentration of some metals in Cuban soil exceed the average concentration range for unpolluted soil found in soil of other countries. That is something very important. We have many soils in Cuba with no anthropic action that they have high metal content. But remember the determination we carried out, USEPA. USEPA determined total or semi-total content. Okay, this is due to the existence of soils developed on ultramafic rocks we have in Cuba. We have mine, you know, of nickel and chromo. It's exploited by Canada. As well as the fact that soils originated from sedimentary rock, 70% of our soils are developed from sedimentary limestone. And they receive from some arc in some moment some quantities, not like in ultramafic soil, of nickel, chromium, cobalt, and could be other metals. As you can read there. Fortunately, the separation into fraction, sequential determination of the different forms, determined by Schumann, that method Schumann, a classical method, relating to liability, is a way of inferring the mobility and or availability of these elements in the soil. Most of these elements, fortunately, are not available to the plant, but are found likely linked, to crystalline iron oxide. As you can see, most part is in the last fraction, not available to plant. Soluble plant, very, very low, exchangeable organic matter, but most of them are not, fortunately. This suggests that the risk of contamination of agricultural products via plant uptake is low. Now, in relation to the other investigation values and prevention, we use that mathematical model, a sea soil for risk analysis, and a software developed in Netherlands. Sea soil software parameters updated. We update some parameters that are very sensitive. In this case, organic matter, pH, and clay. And we use food consumption for Cuban condition, according to ONI. That's the institution that has the standard in Cuba and so on. The investigation values for each metal correspond to 10% of the values obtained by that soil and that software. And the prevention value, as I told you previously, is an intermediate value between the reference values and the investigation values. Finally, that is the table we obtain in a first approach. However, the final decision for the establishment of quality control values for Cuban soil is dependent on economic, social matters, and in debt risk analysis. We must go deeper in risk analysis. Consider all route of exposure to this element. This is, as I told you, a first approach. We must go deeper. In other cases, we have more information. For instance, for organic manures, because you know Cuba is very popular, the so-called urban agriculture, and also the use of the organic agriculture. And in that case, because people want to use and need different sources, they can use anything. They compost anything, and in that case, yes, we found problem with some metal like cadmium and lead. But that's another story. So, conclusion for present. Results obtained may be used as a first approach, as I told you, to enable decisions regarding metal soil contamination in soils of Cuba in order to avoid costly risk assessment and remediation process. Another, Cuba has some soil with natural average concentration of heavy metals above the global average, in some cases especially for nickel and chrome, also for cobalt. These values are higher than the permissible levels in soils of many countries. The chemical fractionation of soil samples shows that copper, nickel, chrome, and arsenic, very important, have low bioavailability. This suggests that metal contents are mainly derived from the source material instead of anthropogenic contamination. Thanks for your attention. Yes, it's true. I told you this is a first approach. We must go deeper. Mainly with those soils that are so high in heavy metal, we must analyze separately. You know, and in that case, we must go on those determinations. Okay? Sorry?
Oh, so for these samples, what depth did you use? You said that there was...
Yes, I told you, the method. You say the method? The methodology. Ah, the soil depth, yes. Actually, it's supposed that the first horizon, actually not first horizon. We are interested in the area that the root system, and usually we take 0 to 20 centimeters, you know? You know, some soils are more, the first horizon, so we prefer. Actually, we sample 0.20, 20.40, but I must tell you something else. In some times, when you have problem with the first horizon, you must analyze also the second. You know? Okay?